William.
Spencer.
Simply.
Comics. Go, 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 go.
Hello, and welcome to the first official episode of the Simply Comics podcast. I'm your host, William, and this is...
Spencer.
And the Simply Comics, which is why I already said. So, you can tell I'm great at this.
This is why this is episode one.
Exactly. Well...
So Justice League came out just this past week, right?
Yes, what convenient timing. So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
You can edit that out later. Or not. You know, well, we'll leave that in.
Spoiler alert for Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Major spoiler alert. Just letting you know.
Well, probably like, spoiler alert. I don't know how far we'll go.
Mostly. I mean, Justice League sitting at, like, I think a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes right now.
Yeah, I think it went down to 39% or something.
Yay! I was really excited for this going into it. Like, I saw it opening night. I was, like, already with William. Super excited. What?
Yeah, we saw it together, which is not something that we normally do, but...
Yeah, but... You do what must be done for Simply Comics. Yes. The first time seeing it, I didn't have as big a problem with it as the critics did.
Yeah. Okay, so actually, it's at 40% right now, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, it's made $96 million. So.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine.
Yeah. The DC movies currently are not the best. But they're still raking in a ton of dough.
Oh, by the way, just before we start with anything, me and William are not exclusively Marvel nor DC, because, I mean, I can tell you right now, I've probably read, like, tons more DC comics than I have Marvel.
Yeah.
But you gotta look at the facts here, people. The Marvel movies are doing better.
Yes.
So if I rag on this movie, it's not because I don't like it. I did enjoy it. Like, I would say at least a 5 out of 10, not a 40%.
Yeah, I honestly don't feel like it deserves a 40%. I would personally give it like a 7 out of 10, but that might be a little generous, but yeah.
Yeah, like, I would give it for a range from at least 5 out of 10 to at most 7 out of 10. So I said about 6 out of 10 just because, it had parts to it that were really, like, well done, but other parts that were just, like, kind of seemed to drag on a little bit too much. I mean, I know DC's still trying to find its footing of, like, what works, what doesn't, and it's had, like, several directors. So, I mean, you really can't blame them.
Well, like, I don't want to directly compare DC to Marvel, because I do feel like, even though they're both the major comic book universes, they are different entities of their own. But that being said, DC is doing basically the opposite of what Avengers did, which is to say, have the team movie... And then have all the individual members of that team have their own separate movies after that.
Yeah, and I felt like the way that they set it up was a lot different, too. Like, Batman was the one going out and finding all these people instead of it being, like, an initiative that the government set up. So I wonder how that's going to play off in, like, the future if they get into, like, a bunch of government stuff of, like, how they deal with the superheroes and, like, teams and when they assemble... Avengers Assemble. No.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm just going to come out and say it. The end credit scene was just about the coolest thing I've ever seen. I saw it with my dad, and he had no idea who it was.
Yeah.
So that was... he didn't really find it to be that great. But if you are a big fan of, well, I did say spoiler warning. If you're a big fan of Deathstroke, it looks like they got him, like, it's like they took him right out of a comic book and then put him on screen. Like,
yeah,
the suit looks amazing.
Yeah,
his face looks amazing. The actor they got to play him is just great.
I
really can't wait to see what they do with him.
I feel like one thing that DC has consistently gone right is Deathstroke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I haven't watched Arrow because I'm too lazy to, and I've heard that he was pretty good in that. Would you agree?
Oh my gosh, I've watched all the seasons of Arrow. I would say out of all of them, second season is my favorite of all time, and the villain in that was Deathstroke, and he was just his suit looked really good. I mean, it doesn't look as good as the one that they have in the movie. And the actor was really good, even though, he didn't look exactly comic accurate, like the guy that's in the movie, but he still is really, a good Deathstroke. So he's, I just can't wait to see what they do, with a bigger budget on screen, you know?
Also, another place that I really liked Deathstroke in was Batman Arkham Origins, the video game.
Oh, yeah.
Which,
he had one of the hardest boss battles of all time.
Okay, it was not that hard, Spencer.
You couldn't finish it. You remember you came over and you were, trying to
I did
it
my, second try, okay?
That was about 15, but we'll just have to agree to disagree. What if? No.
But it was not the hardest boss battle in that game.
Okay, I think it was, but go ahead. Oh, that or the Mr. Freeze one, but the Mr. Freeze one was, super fun. Okay, but that was a different game. Whatever, go ahead.
Yes, where was I going? So, as far as Deathstroke. I do like how the direction they're hinting at going with Lex Luthor and Deathstroke, as in creating a league of their own, as...
the Injustice League.
The movie that took place in the 1940s would say.
I really feel like I hate, okay, I'm just going to say this, I hate Jesse Eisenberg. I'm pretty sure that's the guy.
Is that the Flash
who
guy?
Plays. No. That's Lex Luthor. I'm pretty sure. I might be saying the name wrong, but, yeah, he's... I don't like the direction they're going with him. Like, I know that they shaved off his head because he was in prison and stuff. And Batman versus Superman, not my favorite movie.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Eisenberg,
had cool parts to it. What?
Yeah, it's Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah. That was not my favorite movie, but, I mean, I enjoyed parts of that, even though I didn't really like it all that much as a whole.
What? You didn't like Batman vs. Superman? How dare you? That is such a controversial opinion.
Yeah. The least favorite part of that entire movie had to be Lex Luthor. They didn't really get his personality correct. And, I mean, they really haven't in any Superman movies gotten him exactly the way that the comics show him as being the smart guy. He's not actually evil. He just wants to protect the people from Superman, you know? And I really, really hope that they can, work on his character and make him a lot more Lex-like, you know?
Yes, I would agree mostly. Back to Justice League. Is there any members, which members of the league did you like and not like? What do you say?
Okay, so when I first saw the casting of Ezra Miller as the Flash, I, actually almost cried. No, that's a joke. But, I don't know if you guys remember, but he was the bad guy in,
not the bad
spoiler
guy,
alert for,
but he was
a dark entity container or concealer. He was kind of the bad guy.
He was, but, he was Credence in Fantastic Beasts. I don't think we actually said that.
Yeah, no. He was Credence in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Spoiler alert, sorry, again. But I guess if you're watching this, you've probably seen the Harry Potter movies, because... Well, probably not. I don't know. Whatever.
Who knows? It's the first episode.
Just forget about that. Just forget about that if you haven't seen it. Just, shove that to that.
He was a nice guy the entire time. Yes, that's totally what happened.
Definitely. Yeah. Shut up, William. So I was like really annoyed with that, because I did not like his look. I didn't like him. Like, the movie made me think otherwise, because I actually did enjoy his performance as the Flash. I still don't think they got his look exactly right.
Yeah,
like, the Flash suit still kind of looks a little bit odd to me. I mean, it just doesn't look like comic accurate. And the TV show, it's got, like, low budget and stuff. And the suit's not exactly, like, comic accurate. But I would say at least it's kind of more comic accurate than the suit in the thing.
If anything, I feel like the one in this movie is more realistic, which I don't feel is necessarily a good or bad thing, because of like because if you think about it, it would make a lot of sense to do like kind of these different plates that can shift around depending on what position you are.
Yeah, more.
Yeah.
And they explained that it was the stuff that they used on rockets so that it didn't like burn up during reentry, which I thought was smart, because it's like it explains why it's like that shiny type of I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's that shinier material, so it's actually like it has a use, instead of like, I feel like they play it off in the Flash TV show as if it's a friction proof suit, but it's like kind of impossible.
That defies the laws of science.
I wish they would just go with, like, in the comics, the Flash, all he does is that the Speed Force protects him from, like, getting serious rug burn on all of his body. Yeah. But, like, I don't know.
Thinking, like, they're, like, writing these characters, I do feel like science has advanced quite a bit since the invention of all these people.
Definitely.
And then it wasn't exactly, they needed some sort of big old exposition. They could just say, oh, it was, there was something magical protecting him. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was the Speed Force protecting him.
Yeah.
But I thought
the first draft, it was magic, okay?
Yeah. The Flash, after seeing him, I really liked, like, the character that they went with. I felt that sometimes, like, because it had so many directors, like, of course, it had, like, varied tones, which sometimes wouldn't really blend well together. Like, in the final battle, I don't know if you noticed this, but they would be saying something, but it wouldn't really, it would kind of be overshadowed by the action. Like, they'd blow up a building, and the Flash would be like, oh, yeah, like, at the same time. And it kind of feels, like, thrown in there.
Yes, I would agree.
Like Marvel, like, I'm not going to compare this all that often, I swear. But I feel like when Marvel makes a movie, which they got Joss Whedon, which he, like, has worked on Marvel movies in the past, I feel like they always, like, remember to take breaks in the action to have funny scenes.
Yeah.
Which I think they do really well. Like,
because
you remember in the first... Yeah, go ahead.
Because I would say then Marvel has found its groove of this balance between action and talking sequences, because the talking sequences make the action seem more important, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you remember in the first Avengers movie, they have... the entire battle is going on outside, and Loki is inside the Stark Tower, and everyone else is fighting for their lives, and then it cuts away to a scene of Tony flying in. He gets totally, like, he's just totally Tony. Like, he doesn't have a suit, he's just himself. And he walks in, and he, like, fixes himself a drink, and he's talking to Loki, like, in this casual manner.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
Puny until Devil. Loki throws him out the window. But but they had like that entire scene was like really funny because it was just like he wasn't taking it seriously. But in the end, like once he got his Iron Man suit back on after being thrown out of the window, he says like one final like powerful thing and like shoots him down, and then goes back to Ashen, which. Like, I feel like it's necessary to have those breaks so that the audience doesn't get bored, like, when they're doing the stuff. Because, I mean, it's cool watching someone be punched through a building, but it kind of gets old, you know?
Yeah, if we wanted that, we would just want non-stop action, we would go to a Dwayne Johnson movie. Oh. just casual shade over Dwayne Johnson. Okay.
Which, speaking of, he's going to be Black Adam. Yay.
Is he?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that announcement.
They've come out and said that he's going to be Black Adam, which, yay.
Honestly, I do feel like he is not a bad actor. Just
no.
Just some of the movies.
He has bad movies.
Like, he's just, I have no idea what even he's doing, because like, one time, like, he's like, oh, I'm going to quit acting to freaking focus on my bodybuilding, and then the next day, Jumanji is announced.
Yeah. But when I heard that he was going to be in the Jumanji movie, I was like, wow, they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
Huh. Although I did like him in Moana. That was nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Honestly, once I saw, like, one of the movies that were just action-based, and because I was bored, and it was on, like, Starz or something. And and I was, it's like one of those things that are just, like, mildly entertaining, even though you know it's not that great.
Yeah. So. Which, I mean, and I saw it in the previews for Justice League, there's this movie coming out called Rampage, which is a giant gorilla, so King Kong, and but plus the, with white fur.
Isn't it like a crocodile in it or two or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it has a giant crocodile and a giant dog, which I'm like, again,
it was a wolf, yeah.
Wow. But
they're really like stretching for ideas there. I mean,
yeah, they're like, hey, what about a giant ape against a giant dog? And then someone else is like, you know what? That's kind of boring. Let's throw in a crocodile as well.
Yes. Well, this interesting scene in the trailer. Yeah, sure. Go.
Back to Justice League, though.
Oh, yes. We went on a Dwayne Johnson tangent there.
Well, other actors that I thought were, like, great in it is, I mean, ever since Man of Steel, like, Henry Cavill is, like, the, like, in my opinion, he's probably the best Superman. Like,
yeah.
They didn't really show much of him in Justice. Well, yeah, I already said spoiler warning.
Yeah, I did like his performance overall in that.
Yeah, like I heard about this story. This is like true. He had a mustache during the entire filming of the Justice League movie. Because it like was he needed it for the new Mission Impossible movie where he's like a guy with a mustache. And they refused to let him shave it off. So what happened was that they had to digitally edit it out after he was like doing all of the scenes, like, cause he'd be like talking or something.
Well, and that like, is they amazing. Just,
and the thing is, I didn't even notice it the first time around, but I went and saw it again. It's kind of noticeable. Like, he doesn't move his top lip, like, nearly as much as you would normally. It was really funny, but at the same time, it really didn't bring down my enjoyment of the movie at all. Like, I wasn't, like, that wasn't the thing that, like, made me not like it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, a bunch of people were complaining about how it looked fake, and I'm like, I barely noticed, so.
Yeah. Like you only noticed it once you went in knowing. So I feel like when that happens, it's pretty much Like, if you already know it's there, it's pretty much inevitable for you to not to notice it regardless. So.
Yeah. And the thing is that, like, it kind of worked for some scenes. Like, when he was evil, when he first got revived, it, like, kind of worked out well because he looked, like, really menacing, like, not moving his mouth all that much.
Yeah. Tell me.
Like, going back and watching it afterwards. Do you bleed? But it really, like, he was just, I thought he was really good. He was really scary when they brought him back to life. I was like, holy crap. But when he did, like, turn good again, I feel like that was, like, also really good because, like, I felt like that was the most Superman-y that he's ever been. I don't know.
Superman-like?
He was, like, really, like, yeah. Like,
Superman-like.
He, like, said a bunch of, like, one-liners when he first entered. He said, well, I'm all about truth and justice, and then, like, punched him. I was like, wow, that is the most corny line of all time. Although it worked perfectly because he's Superman.
Yeah. Superman has always been a little corny to me. I don't know why.
Maybe because his name is Superman.
I mean, this is a universe where Archer who wears green is called Green Arrow, so...
True. I don't know. And, like...
I didn't really like how they brought Superman back to life the way they did that.
No.
I feel like it could have been better.
Didn't make any sense. Especially since in the end of BVS, Batman vs. Superman, just using my slang terms, they showed dust rising off of his grave. Yeah, do you remember that?
Yeah, which implied that he was going to come back to life regardless of anyone did anything. So,
but then they just, like, erased that. They were like, nope, no more. Yeah. You know what? Let's just have him be revived by the same goo that revived Zod for some reason and didn't turn him into a giant rampaging monster. They were like, well, the boombox will help it this time. And I'm like, really?
Will it, though?
Would it? No. Yeah.
Speaking of boxes.
That's really shoddy.
Speaking of boxes, we've never even mentioned Steppenwolf yet.
Oh, yeah, Steppenwolf. He was another one-off villain, I feel. I mean, they're going to have back, I think, because at the end he just gets transported away.
Yeah, but I wish they did someone more, like, iconic in the DC universe than just this guy that, honestly, I never heard of before.
Ooh, William. Do not say more iconic. Dude, you're going to start a civil war. No. So, yeah, William, do not say that he was the not iconic, because he actually is, like, a pretty important part of, like, the Justice League, because, well, as you know, Doomsday is pretty much, like, well, not Doomsday, Darkseid is pretty much, like, the ultimate Justice League villain, in my opinion, other than the Justice League.
Although I know people will disagree with me, I will stand by that I've always pronounced it Darkseid. I have no idea.
Oh, my gosh.
I have always pronounced it this way, okay?
Why would it be called Darkseid? That makes no sense.
Why would it be Darkseid? Like, answer me that.
Because that looks awesome. That sounds awesome. Darkseid. Yes, I'm Darkseid.
Yes, I shall plant the seed of darkness.
No, exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so back to what I was saying, which is actually important. William. Basically, I felt like Darkseid is, like, one of the most, like, important villains, in my opinion. And Steppenwolf is, like, in the comics, one of his followers, well, obviously. And I feel like he is very important, and it was a good idea by them not to just go, straight to Darkseid.
Yeah, but I would have liked someone like a Brainiac, or...
Yeah. Like, I would have liked someone with a little bit more personality, and the reason I say that is because, like, look at Loki. He's been, like, 5 movies. He's been in more movies than, like, Ant-Man has.
Yeah.
And Ant-Man's a hero. So
and technically Spider-Man, for that matter, but he's still pretty recent addition.
So. Yeah. But, I mean, if you think about it, Loki's been around forever. And, like, he's not going to, like, go anywhere. Like, probably. I don't know. Infinity War. Anyway.
Infinity he's like, War. Invasion. He's, like, really...
sorry, that's an inside joke.
Yes.
Basically, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, like, Loki, they've given him so much time to prosper. Like, in the first Thor movie, he was, like, this dude who, like, backstabbed Thor. Like, because he was the one who, like, pretty much was behind the whole banishing him to Earth thing. Yeah. And he lied to him about his father being dead. And look how long he stuck around. Like, people really like him as a villain because he has some depth to him.
Really great.
You want to know who doesn't have depth to him? Ronan. And you know what happened to Ronan? He died.
Yeah, Ronan had a little bit of depth to him, but not much.
He was, like, not very good.
Anyway,
like,
back to Steppenwolf.
They tried recreating. Yeah, that was my thing. We're leading into Steppenwolf. Like, Steppenwolf, I felt like, was a lot like Ronan. Like, he sort of had a purpose. He was serving, like, the higher being, which was, Darkseid and Thanos, which are pretty much, like
pretty much, like, universe equivalents.
Yeah, pretty much. And so, like, they kind of... I don't know. I feel like they just needed to make Steppenwolf more of, like, a... I mean, they tried to make him, like, menacing and stuff, and that's okay. Like, he can still be menacing. Yeah, but they've got to make him have some personality if they want us to, like, want to hate him. Like, that's the thing, is that the best bad guy is one that we want to hate, you know?
Yeah. The bad guy that we love, like, to hate.
Yeah.
So...
Like,
I would have found Steppenwolf to be menacing if it weren't for, like, I think it was just after he got the cube, whatever it's called, from Atlantis.
The Mother Box.
Yeah. From Atlantis. And he's just, like, going on this, like, freaking monologue or whatever he was doing. I can't remember exactly.
Yeah.
And, but, like, after each word, he would just, like, have this really, like, pant. So it's like, I must take back power. So it was just so, like, I was so annoyed by that. I don't know why.
Like, what, I didn't understand this because it's like, of course, Doomsday. This is a perfect example. His design in BVS wasn't really, like, the greatest. Like, it didn't look exactly comic accurate. Yeah. But it's like, they needed to use CGI on him, like, at all times, because, like, they're not just going to have, like, paint a dude and then, like, have him dress up like Doomsday. Like, they kind of need to have CGI there. But in the comics, Steppenwolf looks like a human. Like, look it up, William. He has the face of a human. And it just doesn't make any sense to me why he would not have the face of a human in this movie. Like, if they want to make their characters, like, relatable.
Question, then why do I spell that? Because Google put me up with someone that I think is, his name is Stefan Wolf. So,
just search up Justice League, and then they probably have the cast, and yeah. But his face, he's like, I mean, the costume they put him up with was, like, okay, I guess. I wasn't a huge fan of how it was just all gray. But I guess it makes sense. But he's like, I don't know, his face was, like, just weird looking to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I guess you could say that for any of the villains, but it's like, if they really wanted to make a character, like a bad guy that could be on the level of, like, Loki for the Avengers, then they really should have made him more human so that we can understand his motivation.
Oh, it's Steppenwolf.
And then we can grow to hate him. Yeah.
I thought that was Steppenwolf.
Oh, no. Steppenwolf.
Oh, I've been living a lie.
But, here's the other thing. Is that, like, I found it interesting that they didn't even hint towards Darkseid.
Oh, yeah, he looks a lot like, cooler in the comics. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, he's got a human face. Doesn't he have, like, red on his costume? Like,
oh, yeah, he's got kind of like it's kind of like subtle in a lot of the ones I'm seeing.
Yeah. It's kind of like, he kind of looks like Ares, almost, from Wonder Woman. Like, he's kind of got, like, that kind of gladiator feel to him. But he's got, like, red on his costume, which is why they really didn't go for, like, comic book accurate there. Yeah, which I was like,
they kind of took creative liberty, honestly.
Yeah, that could have really improved the movie. Like, I can understand why they didn't, because they're like, well, he's from a different dimension, and why the parademons look weird if he looks human and stuff like that, and why does Darkseid look like a giant rock thing if he doesn't look like a monster? And it's like, that's not really the point, because there are a lot of people from Apocalypse. That's the name of the world that he comes from.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people from Apocalypse that look like humans and stuff. Like Granny Goodness, which I'm just going to list off a bunch of names that William does not know.
they have Granny Goodness.
So. They have Scott Free, which, I mean, I guess he's from New Genesis, but, you know, he kind of was raised on Apocalypse.
Yeah.
But they have Scott Free. He looks like a human when he has his mask off. Barda, I'm pretty sure that's her name, is Scott Free's wife. She looks like a human. And I guess, like, half of those did come from New Genesis. But, I mean, they're kind of mirror worlds, and they're humans. Like, it's weird. The comics don't explain much of it. Like, why do they look like that, and why is Doomsday or Darkseid look like a giant rock? But, like, I don't know.
Doomsday the Giant Rock. That should be the title of the next Justice League movie. Justice League 2. Darkseid is a giant rock.
Darkseid.
Darkseid. Aquaman.
By the way, side note. What?
I'm sorry, I just need to say my piece about Aquaman. I hate him.
Okay. Yes, William's a huge enthusiast of Aquaman. He's like, he like loves Aquaman. Like, it goes Aquaman for him, and then like no one else. Like, he's just all Aquaman. Right,
well,
William?
Although I'm going to be honest, I do not know anyone whose favorite superhero is Aquaman, so I'm just going to be honest.
True.
But
this was their opportunity to make someone's favorite character Aquaman.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
But they just kind of blew it, you know?
Especially,
like,
with the pentadent.
I feel like in the trailers.
The pentadent.
With the what?
His pentadent. It should be a trident, but no, it has 5 points. It's a pentadent.
Oh my gosh. You looked that word up, I bet.
No, I didn't. It might be an actual thing, but...
Oh, please. I guess the trident wasn't the problem for me. His outfit kind of was. Like, I'm not a huge fan.
I just Googled pentadent. And it actually came up with Aquaman and his thing.
Oh my god.
Wow.
Wow. Anyway, so I don't mind that he has a pendant instead of a trident. Like, that doesn't really make that big of an impact on me.
That bothers me, okay? Just let me have this.
But in the comics, he has multiple tridents.
Yeah,
with,
but
like, a
does,
bunch of different
things. But it's...
And
signature is a trident.
Okay, yeah. Well, DC likes to take a lot of creative liberty.
We've established that by now.
Yeah. But it's so weird. I feel like Marvel takes so much creative liberty also. Like, there's both of them do, but, like, sometimes they do it in better ways than others. You know?
Yeah. I would.
Like, sometimes it's better to just stick to the comics. Sometimes it's better to just create your own.
Yeah. I did like the new costume better than the comic book costume for Aquaman. I'll say that. Let's put it this way. I don't like either of them. I think that the new one is slightly better.
I like the costume. I just wish they had more color in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the orange and green is like his signature look, and they kind of changed it to a more goldish look, golden green, which I'm fine with. It's just the colors are really dark. Like, they were pretty hard to see, which is like, if you're going to have like red as like the Flash, the red on his suit was like pretty bright in my opinion. And Wonder Woman has like okay bright colors. I mean, they're not like super shiny.
Yeah, but
and then Superman, it's super bright.
But Wonder Woman's costume, it's pretty comic accurate. It's
Wonder Woman's she's by far my favorite. I can't decide. It's either her or Henry Cavill as Superman as one of my favorite castings and suit of like the entire thing, because they got them like perfect, but like they just got to work on a few of the others. Which I mean, give them time, because like if you think about it, like, well, the thing is that I feel like when they had the Avengers movie, oh my gosh, I hate that I have to just keep comparing it to the Avengers, but I'm going to.
I mean, there's no really other thing to compare to as of now.
There really isn't. So. Like, no other comics have really made
multiverse. Like, you don't see Dark Horse going out and creating... What has Dark Horse made?
I have no idea.
Star
Wars.
Avatar the Last Airbender comics, but other than that, I have no idea.
Like, Star Wars, like, they have a ton of comics on that, but it's like, I don't really feel like they didn't really have the comic books before they had movies, you know? I'm pretty sure. I think so, yeah. Like, I feel like they came out with the comic books after the movie, so it's like they based the comic books on the movie, sort of. I mean, they have a bunch of, like, solo stories out there, and they've changed up the costumes and stuff, but what I'm saying is that, like, they're first... based off of the Star Wars movie. I don't know. But
as far as I can tell,
DC and Marvel.
As far as I can tell, Dark Horse doesn't have any like signature comics series that they created themselves, but they were licensed by Disney, Zelda, Game of Thrones, even some DC stuff. Okay. So.
Well, the thing is, I don't really care. I don't read any other comic books but DC and Marvel, so that's what I'm just going to be comparing things to, just because, like, I'm not going to go out and read a bunch of...
What do you think we are, a comic books podcast?
You know what, William? I'll stick to Marvel and DC. You can go explore some. Okay. Since apparently you don't know how to pronounce the...
It's Darkseid. Like,
the best Justice League bad guy's name. So I feel like when Marvel had the Avengers, they got their comic book, like, looks really well done. Like, the thing is, Iron Man, his suit was so basic back then. If you go back and watch, it, like, doesn't have all the cool, like, little details that you see nowadays. Just the suits.
I read Stan Lee's autobiography, and mm-hmm. like there's an entire section about Iron Man in the original costume design of whether or not he should have a nose in the suit.
Wait, what?
Like, remember that? It was like one of the creators like went up to Stan Lee, was like, here's my idea for Iron Man, and he was like, why does he have a nose? Why doesn't have a nose? I can't remember which one.
The thing is that it was his idea to have the nose, and then he just mentioned it. The thing was, he had so much power around there that like he saw a poster and he was like, "Why doesn't he have a nose?" And everyone took that literally. So they went off and they made a nose, and then like a year later or something, Stan Lee comes back and he's like, why does Iron Man have a nose? That just looks wrong. So everyone, like, changed it back.
We created a monstrosity.
So basically, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So, I feel like Captain America's suit was so basic. Like, it looks nothing like it does now. Which, like, it makes sense. They have the Hulk. Is the Hulk. He doesn't really... have like the stuff that he has in like Thor Ragnarok, where he has a bunch of like you can see like veins and like hairs and stuff
But that's mostly
I feel
just like
he's really basic.
I mean, that's mostly like how he looks in Planet Hulk, right?
Yeah, like they got the armor stuff, but I'm talking about like details, like little details.
Yeah.
Like everything's really simplified in the Avengers. Thor's costume. I mean, I don't really read a lot of Thor comics, but it was really a lot more basic and like comic booky.
This is the first episode. Don't run people off of how little we actually read.
They got the comics, like the looks really good, and it was really basic because like this was like the first time that anyone had brought a bunch of people from solo movies into one movie, you know?
Yeah, and Marvel pulled it off brilliantly, and DC is not going that great so far.
Yeah.
I mean,
the thing
the only solo movies I have are Wonder Woman and
Superman,
Man of Steel. And I liked Man of Steel, but not a lot. And
yeah,
Wonder Woman is Wonder Woman's easily my favorite DC Extended Universe movie.
Yeah, I mean
honestly, there's like the rest of them have not been setting the bar very high. So
yeah, the Dark Knight trilogy, yeah, that was great. Like that was a great trilogy. The second movie, Dark Knight, was amazing. Like that is probably my favorite DC movie of all time. Then it goes like probably Wonder Woman, because I would say that like I loved that movie. Then Wonder Woman was really good, so I would put that at second. And then like I don't know, I feel like if I have one word to DC of advice, they just need to start over. Like, they're trying to play catch-up.
Yeah, like,
but if they keep doing this, they're just going to lose more and more followers because the movies are just going to get progressively better, but not by much.
Yeah, it's kind of late to start out, given that they've announced, like, the next 5 movies or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like,
but the thing is that they just need to fix something. I don't know. The thing is, I think a great way to do that, and I'm pretty sure they're going to bring this into the Flash movie, the Flashpoint Paradox, which they've explored a little bit on the TV show, but I think they've come out and said they're going to do something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but the Flashpoint Paradox is where Barry Allen, the Flash, runs back in time. He saves his mother from the Reverse Flash.
And then everything goes crazy.
And his father never goes to prison. And the Reverse Flash is captured, so we can't kill a bunch of people. And Barry Allen lives a like amazing life, and he never becomes the Flash, or he does. I'm not exactly sure.
I think it depends on which one.
They have a bunch of different storylines.
Like one of the ones that I think it was a movie thing.
Yeah, Flashpoint Paradox.
Where is like he didn't have powers until he remembered everything, and then he worked with Bruce Wayne to get his powers back. So,
yeah. The thing is, I'm not the expert on like all things comics, which like not really the greatest thing because. But the thing is that like if they did that, that's a brilliant thing that they could do. Just wipe everything clean, make a clean slate, hire new actors, do a bunch of new things that they just have never been able to do because of past failures. Like Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
You know, that one has a lot of controversy over like if it was brilliant, if it was terrible, you know, a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, there was
They could just erase that entire event.
Yeah.
It
could be seen as not exactly the best move. It could just be like a, but I mean honestly I feel like it couldn't be terrible, so
yeah, it would explain if they wiped everything clean, then all of your heroes would be back to their actual best selves. They would fire Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, please. I really do not like him. They would hire someone else that was actually really menacing and would work well as Lex Luthor. They would fix up Cyborg's CGI a little bit. They would make sure that his mustache, Superman's mustache, was never there to start with. They would have a bunch of new suits that would be perfect. Like, so if you didn't really like the Batman suit, which, I mean, I didn't really. But, I mean, I sort of liked it. I don't know. It was kind of a mix. Like, some parts were good. The goggles, we could have done without. I'm not a big Batfleck fan. Like, Ben Affleck is Batman. Like, I'm not. I don't know. So they would just fix a bunch of stuff, roll things that other people didn't like from their past movies so that they could work towards and not have to stop production and then restart and explain to everybody, oh, this is going to be a new thing, and not confuse audiences on like whether something's real or not real. They would just wipe it clean and start over.
Yes,
but like, not have to stop.
That could be something that DC, if you're listening, hit us up for the writer's room. No, don't do that. We have no actual experience. We just pretend to know like we know what we're doing, okay?
So, like, I feel like that would just be the smartest move by them. And what the thing is that they can only have one shot at that. Like, they're not going to have two Flashpoint Paradox movies. And yes, they could have, like, different, like, time travel stuff that happens with him, where, like he'll time travel back and he'll...
Crisis on Parallel Earths is a DC plotline, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's also in the comics, too. You said DC. I thought you said TV.
I said...
Crisis on Many Earths. They could also do that, but like, I really want them to just do the Flashpoint thing, get everything good, do not mess up. Like, just get everything so that everybody agrees. I mean, that's pretty terrible. That's pretty hard thing to do, but like...
And then you get Dwayne Johnson's Batman.
No. No. Please. So basically... Yeah, that's what I would do if I was on the show, but, you know, I'm not. But back to Justice League.
Yeah.
Wow, we go really off topic.
Yeah. Okay. It feels time. Keep going.
Okay. So
Cyborg. We haven't mentioned Cyborg in this entire thing.
The thing is that, you know what really made me happy? When he said booyah at the ending.
Oh, yeah.
But it kind of felt forced. Like, when he said booyah at the ending, I was like, oh my god, yes, they did it. And then, but watching a second time, I was like, it was really forced. Like, he was lying on the ground after being, like, exploded. And he gets up and he's like, booyah. Like, I don't know. They try and throw in so many things from the comics, and it just... they fall flat, and I want them to fix that. Like, I'm such a big fan of DC Comics. Like, I like them, in my opinion, I like them a lot more than Marvel Comics. But they gotta fix something.
Like,
I'm not a genius. I don't know exactly what they need to fix, but I have a few ideas.
Yeah, like, I do like the characters of DC more, but as of now,
they're
in
so
the movie
iconic.
Industry... the Marvel characters and actors. One thing Marvel has just a better cast.
Yeah. The thing is that DC is really, really trying not to be Marvel. And it's not working for them. Not because they're not trying to be Marvel, but because they're trying to take more risks, like unsafe risks. Like, Marvel took huge risks. Like, you know, Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah,
he had...
Sherlock Holmes.
He had, like...
Obviously, his most iconic role as Sherlock Holmes.
Oh, he had a substance abuse of like drugs before they hired him for Iron Man, but they saw that and he recovered from that, and then they were like, hey, well, that's sort of like what Tony Stark went through in the comics. So he's kind of like, and he kind of looks like Tony Stark. So how about we cast him? He's an actor. He's talented. He's been in like a few things that we've seen and we've really liked. Yeah. So let's hire him. So they made that huge risk, but that wasn't halfway through Marvel building. Like, they made the Iron Man movie as a standalone. Like, you could have seen Iron Man and never known that they were making more movies, like, that were going to connect to Iron Man.
Yeah, like, it could just be like the Dark Knight trilogy, where it was just this one good superhero that just, mm-hmm. just had some one-off movies for. And
yeah. And the thing is that they did that so well that they just, like, they made that, and they were like, hey, well, that worked really well, because they made a risk, but it was a good risk, because it was the first movie. Nobody knew that they were building a giant universe. So if that movie flopped, well, let's move on to another actor for Captain America, and let's make that, and see how that does. If that does well, then we'll start building. Like,
and especially Captain America, which was a, because like it takes place so far behind, they get to say that if we ever want to do it to write him in, you always say, oh, and then he thawed out.
Yeah. Like, they had strong footing. They had Iron Man, which was a great movie and still holds up today. And DC's first movie was Man of Steel, which Superman is like, I mean, who else are they going to start with? They could either start with Superman or Batman. Like, those are the two most iconic DC people. It's the Trinity is either of those two or Wonder Woman, which they could have also done a Wonder Woman movie to start off with. But they felt, let's go with Superman. So they did Man of Steel. Man of Steel was okay. It wasn't great, and it wasn't bad. Like, I thought it was actually okay. Like, I'd actually like to go back and watch that sometime. But it was okay. So I could see why they'd be like, you know what? That went well. So now let's try this. But this was Batman versus Superman. That's not a great movie.
Especially considering the fact that the Batman's character hasn't been established in that universe yet.
Exactly. Like, I felt like, you know how they did, they had Spider-Man in Civil War.
Yes, well, of course.
Spider-Man wasn't in the title. They didn't have Civil War and Spider-Man.
Although, just by having him in the trailer, did generate some hype, which was kind of like...
It generated hype.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they hired an actor who... I mean, they couldn't have known this ahead of time, really, that Tom Holland was going to be a great Spider-Man. In my opinion, he's my favorite of all time, because they got everything right about him. The suit. While a lot of people say that it's not, like, great because he didn't make it, they made it accurate to today's society. Like, what 15-year-old kid is actually going to sew his own costume? And yeah. It doesn't really make sense. It's like... Neither of the other costumes looked like they were sewn together. Like, the fabric's, like, so high quality that it's, like, how could a kid have made that?
Yeah,
like, you made Tony Stark make that.
Yeah, like it makes sense that he would be able to make his own web fluid just because he's in chemistry and has...
Yeah. And has the access. Supplies necessary. But if he can't make his own suit, like there's no way. Like, really, in the comics, like, they show it as... this, like, more clothy material, which, like, that sort of makes sense that he would sew that together. But in the movies, they are not clothy material that you'd just be able to, like, whip up. Like, yeah, I just made this the other day. It didn't take me, like, 2 weeks. Yeah.
It took me
a long time. Yeah. They did that really well. But his name wasn't in the title. They didn't even show him in the... wait, I don't even know. Did they show him in the first commercial? They might have.
I think they showed him in like, the second trailer or something. Like, he wasn't in the teaser.
I don't know. He wasn't... he might have not been in the teaser. But either way, they didn't hinge the entire movie on Spider-Man in this one. They hinged the entire movie on this is where Iron Man turns on Captain America. Do you know who Captain America
versa,
is?
Or vice versa, based on how you look at
it. Captain America. Do you know who Captain America is? Yes, they've had two movies. Do you know who Iron Man is? Yes, he's had three movies. Do you know who all the other people are? Yes, they've already been well established. So you understand where they side and who they side with and like why they are.
Yeah, and
but then they had
how. Because like the Avengers is not a perfect and not in a perfect harmony. They have quarrels with each other. So
they have, but like you can see so much like things like just rising to the surface. And this was like not really solving, but showing their conflict between each other. And then guess what? Oh no, we have more people on Captain America's side than we do on Iron Man's side. What are we gonna do? You know what? We just acquired the rights to Spider-Man. Let's throw Spider-Man in there. So they did that for one scene. Okay. So they did that for one scene. Like, literally one scene. Which is just the airport battle. I mean, two scenes. Never mind. Yeah, well, yes, like, one scene. Cause they show
the,
him...
like, it was the airport scene and just a scene to clarify why he's there, for one thing.
Yeah. Like... they showed, and they did that perfectly. Like, that first scene, everyone knows that Spider-Man was bit by a radioactive spider. Like, everyone knows that. And if you don't,
you're probably
not into the Marvel.
So.
Yeah, you're probably not into Civil War if you don't even know Spider-Man's backstory. But, yeah, so they did that scene perfectly because they showed him walking in, they showed... first of all, they showed that he's not like a 27-year-old playing a teenager because he acts like a little kid and he's got like the voice of a teenager. And they set it up so that he said...
no offense, Tom Holland. We love you.
No. He's the best. So they showed he's a kid. And then they showed, hey, guess what? He has just a normal life. Tony Stark asked him to go to Germany, and he said, no, I have homework. Which, yeah, who's, like, obviously, it's like, he's just a kid. He's not, like, some giant superhero. And then, guess what? Tony Stark found YouTube videos of him.
Yeah.
Obviously, if people just saw some dude swinging around, they're gonna take out their phones and take a video.
Oh, I did see.
They showed that.
I did see a internet theory that wasn't really a theory as much as a interesting suggestion that Peter Parker was a YouTuber and just used his powers just to, you know, impress people online.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, even if he did that, it's like that even more reinforces like if you had that power. You'd want to show people, but it's like, if you don't want people to find out, then how else are you going to do it?
Yeah, you just
anonymously posting it.
You can have your account just be called, like, the Spider-Man or something.
Exactly. So, either way, it's like, it shows that it's really relevant to today's society. And then,
part of the theory
they
was,
show his suit.
Part of the theory was saying that, basically him being a YouTuber is the modern equivalent of him being a photographer. For the newspaper in older ones.
Exactly. Like, it's updated to today's society. It, like, works. And then you show him his suit. They didn't really show his suit, but you get the point that it's just thrown together with a bunch of reds and blues, and it's not exactly perfect. But then they go, hey, why do his eyes move in this one? Oh, because it's Spider-Sense. So they explain everything that you need to know in that little scene. And then they show you Spider-Man in the airport battle, which was probably my favorite scene in the entire movie because it was just like the airport battle, because it was just so like well choreographed. Everything worked out with music, timing, the comedy was great, which like Marvel strives like really, like they try really hard to be good at fight scenes, which is really great because they do a good job.
They do it well. So,
but anyway, back to it. They set up Spider-Man's character enough that you would know who he is, but not too much that it seems like he was just thrown in there last second.
Yeah, like he wasn't important enough into the plot line of that movie to be thrown in there for the first time.
Like, they didn't even need to have him. Like, honestly, they didn't need to have him. They could have just, like, decreased the number of people on Captain America's side. But they were like, hey, you know what? It would be great if we could be able to set this up so we didn't have to set it up in his solo movie. So what they did is they did that, and that was great. He was gone. And then after the airport battle, he was gone. Which is, like, perfect. Because
he's not,
that was all you needed of him.
Yeah, like he's not necessary.
He's not necessary for the rest of the plot. Batman versus Superman, on the other hand, which is what we were on, which even though this video is about Justice League, jeez. Okay, so, they had Batman in the name, Batman versus Superman, and it's like, yeah, obviously that's the plot, but was it like? If you think about it, there was about 8 minutes of actual fighting between them. And they had, like things where they'd be, like, at the party as Bruce Wayne and Superman. But they weren't, like, the definitive versions of themselves. Like, Superman didn't know who Bruce Wayne was. I mean, you're a journalist, dude. Shouldn't this be your job? And Bruce Wayne didn't figure out that he was Clark Kent. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I'm pretty sure he didn't. But it's like, dude, you're Bruce Wayne. You figured out who the rest of the Justice League were. How could you not figure out who Superman was? Like, they didn't really work off of each other because they didn't have any past conflict, like, before that movie. And they didn't have a past Batman. Like, the thing was that they tried to set that up in, like, the first 2 seconds of it where they showed, like, the whole background scene of the parents in shot and Batman falling down the hole and then being risen up, I guess, by the bats.
Even when though we fall, that Bruce. Was,
so that we can have bats carry us up a long dark tunnel. Like, that didn't make any sense.
Dark tunnel up to a really crappy movie.
Yeah. So they didn't tell us what happened. They showed us what happened, which we don't need to know because everybody knows how Batman became Batman.
Yeah, like there is,
and if you don't, kind of then like you're not going to go see Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, there is a rule that is like show, don't tell. But
yeah,
but neither like, showing nor telling was needed in this moment.
No, we all got that. And yes, they could have made a reference to his parents dying. Alfred could have said, like, I've been taking care of you since you were blah, 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 blah. But they didn't need to show us that. Like, and, like, the thing was is that he'd been Batman for 20 years. Probably, like, 19 when that movie came out. They said in Justice League that was 20 years. But what, I don't know. It just didn't make sense because it's like, then where was he during Man of Steel? And they showed that. They showed where he was during Man of Steel, but why wasn't he Batman versus in Man of Steel? The timeline doesn't really work out well, and like, why was he even in Metropolis in the first place? And I don't know, it doesn't work too well.
Yeah.
They needed to have the Batman movie before they had the Batman versus Superman. And then, hey, who's that Wonder Woman?
Like flying her invisible jet, which is totally irrelevant because it's just her sitting as she flies across the landscape.
I feel like Wonder Woman was the equivalent of Spider-Man in Civil War, but at the same time, they didn't. I don't know. They they just didn't have the definitive versions of them in that movie. And it just didn't work. That's why it fell so flat. And instead of DC being like, hey, you know what? The next movie will be Batman. That'll be the movie. It'll be the Batman movie. Yeah. And that'll show us what actually happened. Nope. Hey, guess what's next? Wonder Woman, which is like, okay, she was a cameo in that movie, yeah, but she didn't have...
Because, you know, she was the good part of that movie.
Her name wasn't in the title, but okay. So now you've had two out of the three that were in that movie. You know what? That's good enough. We'll just jump to the Justice League movie. We're again...
But wait, there's Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah, Suicide Squad. I totally forgot about that. Hey, you know what'll be next? A total random thing that'll have a bunch of bad guys that we've never seen on screen before team up so we can barely develop a few of their characters and just kind of, yay. We'll add some cool music into a soundtrack and stuff, into an album, and that'll be fun. And the people will forget all about our past. No, nobody forgot about their past.
Always remember.
What?
Always remember.
Always remember. Okay. And then, so what they did, they were like, you know what, let's just have Justice League. Justice League was fun. You know what, let's just have Justice League. So they just threw in Justice League, and they were like, you know what, that's great. But guess who was the main star of Justice League? Like if it was no one else, it was Batman. It was Batman. He was the main. He was the leader of the team until Wonder Woman steps in.
Yeah, and you know
he was the leader.
Good.
Yeah, like why didn't they have Batman?
I felt like Batman was the leader of the team. Wonder Woman was the peacemaker
between
the teammates.
But Batman was like really mean in that movie, and not knowing that you'd want Batman to be mean, like. He was just like being a jerk to the rest of the team. I don't know. He brought up Steve Trevor to Wonder Woman so that she would get angry at him, but they never went back to that. Oh, we'll wrap this up soon with Justice League, but that's my final thing. They had so many unnecessary subplots in Justice League that just didn't need to be there, but they were. Yeah. Like in the first scene of the movie, they had a videotape that two little kids were taking of Superman.
Yeah, I also felt like Superman that was standing... supposed to be like mirroring
Civil War.
Peter Parker's like in the opening scene of Homecoming where it's like a film by Peter Parker.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I thought that was mirroring how Bucky in Winter Soldier or in Captain America Civil War. Like, they showed the videotape of him killing two random people. And then that was the plot device throughout the entire movie. They kept showing you more and more of that scene until you find out that it was actually, spoiler alert for Captain America Civil War, that it was actually Bucky killing Tony Stark's parents. Which, that was a crazy twist. Like, no one, I didn't see that coming. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I totally did not predict that.
That was insane. Like, that actually, that's a great twist. That's like, I'm just going to, like, Civil War was my favorite movie. That's my favorite movie of all time. Because it just framed it so well of, like, that was, like, a throwaway scene. You're like, oh, he's killing a few people for some super serum stuff.
Yeah,
but like, who was he killing?
Like, I don't know about you, but like I assumed it was just supposed to be like, okay, this is an example of what he was forced to do.
What he has done. Like, you didn't care who was in the driver's seat because that wasn't the point. Like, you didn't care until they made you care, which they just made that so well. But what they did in Justice League, I went back and watched. The first scene is when they videotaped him and they ask him, what's your favorite thing about Earth? Superman turns away. Martha. And then the video goes dead.
And the correct answer is Martha, yes.
I remember seeing that the first time, being like, oh, I bet that's going to be the thing that they're going to answer at the very end. I watched it the second time through. They never go back to that. Yeah. They never went back to that. And it just didn't make sense. Like, it wasn't like, they could have cut that entire part out and nobody would have noticed. But they should have had that be a big thing at the end where they went back to that videotape and he said something that made sense. Like justice. I don't know. Not that. That was lame. But they should have either not included it at all, because that just left a dangling thread, or they could have just included something that showed what his favorite part about Earth was and made that like a plot device, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Which is why it just didn't make any sense.
Okay, so is any final thoughts on Justice League?
I thought Justice League was great. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I saw it twice, and both times I was like, okay. But it had points that disappointed me. I really hope that DC will get their act a little bit tighter. They can work on their characters. They can do the Justice League, the second Justice League movie after they do the Flashpoint Paradox, where they fix and tweak everything and be like, okay, well, now this is better. And I hope they just can make it happen so that I can enjoy it, so that I can come back and say, wow, I really enjoyed that movie. Like, there is no parts that I disliked. So I really hope that Justice League DC will find their footing and get running like the Flash.
Yeah, so, like I said at the top, I would give it a 7 out of 10. I let slide on a few things. A lot of times I found myself, like, laughing at the movie. Like, sometimes Ben Affleck's expressions were kinda, you know, just really unfitting in a funny way.
The Flash was his whole face.
Yeah. Also, did we ever talk about Cyborg and how I didn't like how he was essentially just a Swiss Army knife of abilities that...
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that.
Okay, so, like, basically he's just like, oh, how do we work this into him meeting Wonder Woman and Batman? Oh, we can just have him hack into the cameras because there's no such thing as a security system.
He could track the mother boxes. He could separate the mother boxes. And I mean, I guess it makes sense because that's kind of his character. But I mean, is there anything he can't do? Your jet won't go fast enough? It will for me. No, that's not how engines work.
What Jurassic Turner would be like, oh, halfway there, they ran out of fuel and then they stopped.
Yeah. Oh, man. I guess the engine's out. Just means burning more fuel.
The engine's out. Oh, I will find more fuel. Because that makes sense.
Yeah, I just carry around an endless amount of fuel with me. No.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about that. But that, yeah, you brought that up the other day. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. They didn't really... He had everything.
Yeah, but as far as actual personality, I did quite like his character.
You did or didn't?
I did like the character. I didn't like how they used him as far as the plot. So
the thing is that he's like his look, like especially in the end credit scene when they were like not the end credit scene, but the end of the movie where they showed like his suit. Like forming to a new suit, and it looked like comic accurate. Like I was like, why didn't they do that in the movie? I don't know. Maybe.
Do you want me to tell you something that will make you never think about Cyborg the same again?
Yeah.
So whenever he's like in costume. Per se, as in, well, he's like all robot up. He's essentially naked.
Oh God!
Because he has no anything underneath that. So
okay, yeah, but are you touching a computer right now?
What? I am holding a mouse, so yes.
Then you're touching a naked mouse.
Well,
so that's the same logic.
Well, I mean, yes, but my mouse is not sentient.
It might be. You never know.
By the way,
title of this episode, Sentient Mouses.
Well, I was thinking more of Dwayne Johnson's tangent.
Wait, Dwayne Johnson is Batman.
So, due to a series of a very long series of unforeseen circumstances, we had to end the previous recording and then start off on a new recording, which is what you're listening to right now. And so basically, when we were recording that one, Justice League was still a relevant topic. Because it was opening weekend. And now, a lot of stuff has happened since then, like the Infinity War trailer, the Fox Disney deal, etc. I think we'll cover that in the next episode, I believe.
Yeah. As well as probably The Last Jedi we may get into the week after that or in the same episode.
Yeah. Without going into spoilers, it was pretty great.
Oh, yes, obviously.
Yeah. So, if there's any sentences that we didn't finish that you're wondering if we were going to, we never will, and you can just cry. So.
Okay. Let's get into our games.
Yes. Okay, so, category or die is a thing that we're
doing.
Category or die.
Or die.
It's a thing we do that, based on a random die roll, we have a category and we have to name stuff from that category. And.
Or die.
And hopefully.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hopefully, actually get it right this time. People got mad at me during episode zero because I thought that Danny Phantom was on Nick. On a Cartoon Network, rather.
Cartoon Network?
Yes. Send your emails to simplycomics@theuniquegeek.com to tell us how wrong we are.
Yes, please. Because we are going to get a lot of stuff wrong.
There's a high probability of us getting stuff wrong. So, Spencer, your choices are carbonated sodas. Or anti-heroes.
Anti-heroes.
Okay, so you start.
Okay, I'm going to start off with Deadpool. And yes, he counts as an anti-hero. I don't care what anyone says.
I'll go with Punisher.
Okay, I'll go with Deathstroke.
Does he count as a hero?
He was on the Suicide Squad, so I would say.
But isn't it normally Deadshot who's on Suicide Squad?
Well, it is Deadshot. Well, is that your next guess?
I'll go with Deadshot, sure. Well,
they've had both of them.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. Harley Quinn of recent years. She's actually been a sort of hero.
Killer Croc by that logic.
Okay, Captain Boomerang by that logic. In the movie.
Yeah, who else is on there? Katana. Wait, no. Katana's a hero, technically. Sort of. Is she sometimes villain-esque?
No, well, I don't think she's ever a villain. So, no, yeah. You just try again.
Ghost Rider.
Who else? One sec. Lobo.
Lobo. That's a good one. Mystique.
Does Red Hood count? I would think he would.
I would say that Red Hood would count.
Okay.
Let me think. Daredevil, maybe? No, not really.
No, he's not really an anti-hero.
I think I'm out.
You're out? Yes. That is 1 point, Spencer.
Did you have anything else? Because I was just blanking there.
Well, I was going to say, James not Cameron. Oh, yeah. Vigilante. He's like an anti-hero. Yeah. And, yeah. Yeah, well, you gotta catch him on Arrow, dude. Just telling. Yeah,
I watched one episode of Arrow, then I saw how many seasons there were, and I got scared. So.
Yeah.
Literally the only show I've been keeping up with is Runaways, so. And Flash.
Oh, yeah, and we'll cover that on an episode, probably, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe never. I have no idea.
Oh, no. What do you think we are? People with plans?
No.
You know what people say? That person's going places. You look at us and say, they're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere. We're staying put.
Okay, so my choices to choose from are either Bat Gadgets or...
Ooh, Bat Gadgets.
Fictional Weapons.
Ooh, fictional weapons.
In case you haven't figured it out, I reordered this since episode zero so that there are actually more comic book related stuff in
the
rotation. I'll go with fictional weapons, and I'll start off with crap. I just was thinking something. Cable's giant gun thing.
Okay. I'm gonna go with the Batarang.
Fair play. Lightsabers.
Laser swords. No, I'm kidding. The Death Star counts as a weapon.
It's just one giant weapon.
The Death Star.
Mjolnir.
Iron Man's Iron Man suit, and I don't care what Iron Man says. That is a weapon.
I mean, honestly, we could just go Iron Man Mark 1, Iron Man Mark 2,
Iron Man Mark 2. I just call all the Iron Man suits from here to the end of time.
Web shooters.
Captain America's shield.
Oh, when Captain America throws his mighty
shield.
Shark repellent.
That is the fiercest of weapons.
Yes.
Katana.
Okay, Harley Quinn's bat, or hammer.
Okay.
I meant to say hammer. I was thinking of the hammer, so.
Black Widow's arm band shooter things.
The Venom Blast? Oh, no, that's not...
Stingers.
That's something else.
That's what that... Stingers.
I was thinking of a Venom Blast, the thing that Miles Morales has. That's what I was thinking of. So, I'll go with that.
Oh, okay. Kryptonite.
I mean, that's more of a mineral than a weapon.
It's a weapon. Fine. Kryptonite gun. There you go. You happy? No. I'm just going with kryptonite.
Ooh, fear gas. Or fear gas grenades.
Ooh, that's tough. Joker's laughing gas. Grenades.
Boomerang's boomerang.
Sentinels. That's what I'll count sentinels as weapon.
Squirrel Girl's claws.
Okay, that doesn't count. I'm
okay, how about her squirrels? Does that count?
Sure, but... Then I'm going with Ant-Man's ants.
Okay, Wolverine's claws.
That was my next one. Professor Xavier's mind. Ooh, got you there.
Vision's Mind Stone. Or
so basically, you just say the Infinity Gauntlet or the Infinity Stones.
Yeah, sure. I'll go with that.
Okay, then I'm gonna go with the Infinity Gauntlet. Ooh, got you there.
Galactus's entire being. No. I mean, unless you want to count that. I don't know.
Galactus isn't really a weapon as much as a planet eater, so he's more of like a hungry customer.
Yeah.
If there was a hungry customers list, then he would win. He'd be on it.
Yeah, crap, I was thinking of something. I'm pretty sure I saw a thing that's called Seven League Boots.
Huh?
There's a thing called Seven League Boots. I don't know where it's from, but I've seen it.
Okay. I guess. Boots? Did you say boots? Seven Leagues Boots?
Specifically, the Seventh League one.
Who's the Seventh League?
Google says there's
changes.
But it could be any universe, right? You're not limiting yourselves.
Yeah.
In which case, Cuphead's finger guns, quite literally.
Oh, okay. I'll go with. Dang it! I just had a good one. Oh yeah, Green Lantern's ring.
Orange Lantern's ring.
No. Okay, just Lantern's rings in general. Okay. I'm gonna go with that.
Han Solo's blaster, or the Star Wars blasters in general.
Okay, I was about to say Boba Fett's blaster. Now, Hawk Girl's mace.
Hawkman's mace.
No.
What? You specified Hawk Girl, so.
Shut up. Hawk people's mace.
The collective Hawk race. Wonder Woman's deflector blaster things. The bracelets.
The bracelets?
Yeah.
Okay, Wonder Woman's lasso.
Wonder Woman's sword and shield, because they're basically the same thing. Basically one and the same.
Okay. I'm just going to go with Batman's utility belt.
What? I mean, okay, sure. Robin's utility belt.
Shut up. And who is that made by? Batman.
But, that doesn't mean it's his. Oh, what? Oh, sure. Okay, I'll retract that. Star-Lord's blasters.
Ronin's giant hammer thingy.
Ronin's giant hammer thingy. Okay, yeah, we go way back.
Yes.
Does vampire teeth count?
Vampire teeth?
Yeah, sure.
That's kind of like a body part, but okay. I'll allow it, I guess.
Okay, sure.
Ant-Man's shrinking suit.
Maui's lasso from Moana.
His lasso?
His hook, rather. Sorry.
Hook, okay.
I was thinking of like a curved substance that is a weapon.
Batman's money, and that is the greatest weapon of all time.
Tony Stark's money.
Okay. I feel like this is getting to like the less like actual weapons, but stuff that could make weapons. Just money. Yeah. Power. Oh my god, I can't think of the word. The packs from Ghostbusters. Proton packs.
I'll allow it.
They're a weapon.
Power pellets from Pac-Man.
Okay.
We're gonna go on for ages, aren't we?
Yeah, seriously, I feel like we should stop this round. This could literally turn into everything. A stick. That one stick that one guy used in that one time.
Should we just call this a tie?
Yeah.
We've reached a standoff. Let's see. Your choices. Comic book characters with capes or Doctor Who companions.
I'm going to go with comic book characters with capes.
No capes. You go.
Okay. I'm going to start off. What? Like Edna Mode.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to start off with, you know, my boy in blue, Superman.
I'll go with my boy in black, Batman.
I'll go with my boy in gray, Thor.
let's see. Comic book characters with capes. Batgirl.
Robin.
Alfred in the Lego Batman movie.
Aw, that's just cheese. Okay, the Nightwing.
I thought he didn't have a cape.
Oh, wait, what am I talking about? Well, in the Lego Batman movie, he does.
What? Was he even in the Lego Batman movie?
Wait, no, he doesn't. Wait. All right. Wait, never mind. Okay. I'll take that back. Supergirl.
This is going to be a while, aren't we?
There are less people with capes.
I say that as I run out of ideas.
Seriously? You done?
What? No. I'm just blanking. I don't know why. I'm freaking... Valkyrie. There.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with Loki from the Avengers. He had a cape. It's just comic book characters, right? Not heroes?
Yeah, it's all characters.
Okay.
Speaking of Incredibles, would Syndrome count because it's based off of comic book stuff?
Okay. I mean, they have, I'm pretty sure they've made comic books on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty,
so, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Let's go.
I'll allow it. every person from that Flash montage of Edna Mode talking about capes. No. I'll go with Sentry.
Sentry? That does not ring any bells to me.
It's basically just... Marvel's equivalent of Superman. Sentry. Oh, look him up.
Yeah, I am. This. Okay, yeah, sure. Does Wonder Man have a...
I think so. I like how you just have a keyboard. You can just look up anything you want. Heroes with capes.
He does not have a cape, as far as I can see.
Okay.
He does have, like, a little jacket, but no.
No. That's the thing. I keep thinking of, like, people with, like, long jackets that almost look like capes.
Yeah, wait, is Ghost Rider?
Like, Star-Lord. Ghost Rider, no, he just wears a leather jacket.
Okay. Yeah, all the jackets, that should just be like accurate. Comic book characters with jackets. Ooh, Vision.
Okay, I'm going to go with... Wait, I just had one for a second. Oh my god. Oh yeah. Spider-Man, like, with the weird web cape thing, and I don't mean web wings. Like, there's a version of him with, like, a web cape. Pretty sure it was the 2099 edition or something.
Oh yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. You know, 2099 is like that, like sleek blue and like
red. Blue and red, but like blue with those weird red markings.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, the Spider-Man suit with blue and red. You know, that's narrows it down a lot. let's see, capes, no capes. Escapee.
Got anything?
A Crypto the Superdog.
Okay, I guess that works. I'll go with Mr. Miracle.
Mr. Miracle?
Yeah.
Okay. You're just pulling out all the ones that I don't know.
Seriously.
You're exposing me.
That's the way I win.
Oh, Stingray. Does he have a cape? Or does he have
a
wingsuit?
No, Stingray has the wingsuit.
Also, listeners, if you do not know who Stingray is, Google him right now. He's amazing.
The best superhero of all time.
Yes.
And look up why he got kicked off the Avengers. It's really funny.
Yeah. I'm trying to think... But I am thinking, and I don't know why I'm trying to use this as an excuse. Maybe if I just keep singing.
Just elongate your words at the end.
I think I'm... might be out. Oh, wait, no, yes. No, wait, no. Darth Vader. There are Darth Vader comics.
They have Darth Vader comics. Dang you. Yeah. Now I have to think. Because I was like, I had one in my head, but then I just totally forgot it. Wait for it. I'm just going to elongate my words. And see. Okay. Oh, Bizarro.
Well, what's his face?
Don't say Bizarro Batman. Please don't say Bizarro Batman.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think of Red Hood. Does he have a cape? Yeah, he does. Right?
Who?
Red Hood.
Oh, no. Red Hood has the overcoat.
Dang you, overcoats. Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a different version of him. Actually, yeah, never mind. That counts. Because there's a different version where Joker was Red Hood.
Yeah. Oh, I think that might be the one I think of.
Yeah, probably. Dang it. Wait. Doesn't Boba Fett have...
That was the one I was thinking of. Anyway. So what?
Doesn't Boba Fett have a cape?
No.
He just has the jetpack. But I thought didn't he have like a wool cape?
Maybe. Let's see.
Wait, no. Never mind. He doesn't.
He does. He has like the cape. He has the jetpack over the cape.
Okay.
As far as the cape doesn't get caught in fire or anything. That just seems very functional.
That's a very bad hazard.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Jango Fett.
Jeez. Okay.
I didn't say Bizarro Batman, so you know.
Wait, Captain Marvel, the new one.
Oh yeah, Captain Marvel. That's
the Camellia Khan or whatever. I can't say the name.
But I know what you're talking
about. Camellia Khan or whatever. Yeah.
Something's like a K. Lando Calrissian. Wait, no, or does he have like the cloak?
He does. He has a cape. Well, no, I think it's a cape. Now I'm gonna go with Martian Manhunter.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I got you. You did.
I think I'm out.
Yes. I had a few other ones, which most notably are Black Adam, Shazam.
Black Adam and Shazam.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they have like those weird side cape things. And, what's his name? It's, I'm pretty sure there's like a Hercules or whatever. Most of the gods have capes in the DC and Marvel universe things.
Yeah. Does Odin have one?
Just who?
Odin.
Yeah, he does.
Okay. So.
So, good
there goes
job.
My chance.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So do you want to move on to a different game? Or
yeah, I think that'll be
another...
the end of Category or Die. And,
or Die.
You won that by a lot.
Yes.
So, and now to...
Hey, you got kind of a half a point from the tie.
Yeah. Now, Translation Station, what's your translation? Translation Station, the other thing that we have, is where I put Justice League, because that's what we're talking about in the previous recording, and put through Google Translate through a bunch of different random languages I selected randomly, hence the name Random Languages.
If you couldn't figure that out, you had some serious problems.
Yeah, so...
It's right there in the name. Come on.
So, I put through a bunch of different things. I think I put, like, six different languages. How many times will I say languages? Will may never know. And it came out to be Yowurza Commission.
Yowurza Commission.
Y-O-W.
You heard it here first.
E-R-U-Z-A. Commission.
That is the weirdest... Okay. Yeah. Well, you heard it here first, folks. Eurasia Commission.
Yeah, Dick, the Merriam-Webster does not think it's a valid word. Yowurza, rather.
Well, I'm glad we got that cleared up for you. Just in case Justice League was too hard to say. Now you have another word.
Let's see. So, yeah, the world does not think that means anything. So, and... I didn't. And so this is normally the time that I read emails, but I forgot what my I forgot what my password for my email address was, so I'll figure that out later. And hopefully we can actually read any emails. So if you, I'm talking to you, whoever may be listening to this podcast, if you send an email, I have not received it because I am an idiot. So, again, send your emails to simplycomics@theuniquegeek.com. So, any last words from you, Spencer?
We are Groot. You were a commercian or whatever.
Yeah, where's a commercian? Commission.
Have a simply comical day.
Oh, yes.
That'll catch on.
We'll put on a shirt someday.
We'll sell those for money.
Make some bank. That's the phrase that the kids say these days, right? That I'm hip.
Yep, making some of the banks. So we should
all of the banks.
We should really catch up on newer slangs and vocabularies.
And hopefully, by the time this comes out, the people would not be angry at us because we clearly do not know anything on how to do a podcast. So signing off, this is William.
And this is Spencer.
And remember to keep having Dwayne Johnson standards and be loyal to the Yowurza Commission. I'm sure that both of those will stay in at the end.
Yeah, definitely. We're not going to edit that out. Okay. See you guys.
This has been a production of William and Spencer, Teenage Detective Agency, in conjunction with The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or question, email us at simplycomics@theuniquegeek.com or call us at 813-321-0084.